Judy Minkovich, Dr. Judy Minkovich, she spent 20 years at the National Cancer Institute and really spent a lifetime, trying to make sense of Big Pharma, trying to make sense of what in the world they're telling us and what we're dealing with, and explaining in a simple way why we are being lied to. She is in the middle of a crosshairs. I asked her before we came on, did you know you were about to be in the middle of the biggest story in the world? She said, well, it really started back 2009, 2011. Plandemic, if you haven't heard of it, her new book, The Case Against Masks, we're going to get into it. A real hero, a real central figure. We're very excited to have her, Judy Minkovich, Dr. Judy Minkovich. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. It's been a long time.
Well, let's start with that question. Did you think you were going to be in the middle of the biggest story in the world? I mean, what has that meant to you? What does that look like?
Well, yeah, as I mentioned earlier, no, absolutely nobody expects. But then, on October 8th, 2009, we published a paper in Science that really was the shot heard around the world. And in that paper, we described the first ever isolation of a new family of retroviruses. These are HIV-like viruses that cause cancer and neuroimmune disease. I should say are associated with cancers and neuroimmune disease, prostate cancer, lymphoma, leukemia, and then diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, myalgic encephalomyelitis, autism, and Alzheimer's disease. So when you start looking at the association of retroviruses to these diseases, we isolated them. It was a huge publication, just went around the world. That was when I was shocked by that response in 2009. And then over the next 2 years, when it was realized that the most likely way, these are mouse, related retroviruses. So, animal viruses, again, in humans, like we're knowing about right now with COVID-19. The whole idea is that mixing human tissue and animal tissue, and the most likely way our research showed the most over the next 2 years between 2009-11, ours and research around the world showed the most likely way mouse viruses got into humans was biological therapies. And the most prominent one is vaccines. So here the blood supply was heavily contaminated in 2011. Our work and other work, huge team showed this with these viruses, and just forgetting the disease association at all, what we found was between 4% and 6% of Americans were harboring these many strains of this family of viruses called XMRVs. And when we think about what HIV costs the Americans in dollars, because innocent people were infected by a contaminated blood supply. This was when the government began attacking me viciously. I didn't expect that response. Usually publishing a landmark paper such as this in the Journal of Science will make one's career.
Nobel Prize.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Lasker Award, Nobel Prize. One of the reviewers, the initial reviewers of the paper, said it was the best ever demonstration characterization of a new family of human disease causing retroviruses. And here over the last 10 years, it's not only literally ruined my career, my reputation, it almost cost me my life, as you see in our book, Plague of Corruption, which is now New York Times bestselling, published April 14th of this year. The book shows the first chapter is when I was literally hiding on a boat as my house is surrounded, literally at 4 a.m. by God only knows who to this day. My life was threatened. So Plague of Corruption goes into other scientists and doctors who, when they made revelations about vaccines, and again, we had no idea in 2009, we were working with patients directly, isolating viruses from sick people and associating them with diseases, which is what I've done my entire life, and then developing immune therapies and or drug therapies to,
You okay? You good?
Yeah, I just have to. I got an incoming call, so I had to try to shut it down.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, her computer shut down. The new Plandemic movie is out, just came out, or documentary. It shut her computer down. We're on her phone, so we're working a little, you know, with a little bit of our hand tied behind her back. So just be patient. I mean, that's what you go through. Let me flip and go back. You kind of alluded to it. Let's say 2009. Before that time, were you under the impression of how can I say this? You're telling us how corrupt the whole medical establishment is. That's what I'm getting from what you're saying or what I'm gathering. Right. Before that time, before 2009, did you have that idea, or was this like, oh my gosh, was this a new revelation for you, or was this a new level of revelation for you?
It was a new level of revelation for me. So what we do in Plague of Corruption is we walk through my entire 40 years, both in industry and at the National Cancer Institute, and almost from the first, and really starting in college, almost from the first day in college, you can see how, like in college, it was misogyny. In college, it was professors that were going to make sure women didn't get in medical school. And they had that power through, grades, things like that, ways to. So what I realized all through my career, was, you know, corruption at every level from universities on through. And that's what Plague of Corruption does. It walks through cases and at each point in time, I either quit a job or left a job because was removed from a job, usually for insubordination and occasionally for insolence and insubordination.
You didn't go along. You didn't just sit there and look pretty and keep your mouth shut, basically, is what you're telling me.
Exactly.
For somebody who's listening, our audience, you talk about your reputation. I think I disagree with you. Your reputation has never been higher. Maybe not in the medical community, but in the world's community, in the people who love you and appreciate you and honor you, has never been higher. So somebody sitting at home, please help them understand how corrupt, how pervasive this corruption is in the medical industry. You know, we hear things, we think, well, you know, we see ads on TV with the lawyers and all this. How corrupt, from your experience, I mean, you've been right in the middle of it. How corrupt is big pharma medical industry?
It's really beyond anyone sitting at home's wildest imagination. Literally every commercial you see on TV, Big Pharma for medical products and things like that, literally every single thing is a lie, untrue. So for instance, let's just look at.
That's hard. I hate to interrupt you, but that's hard to swallow, isn't it? I mean, we're programmed to trust people in a white coat. I mean, that's hard to swallow what you just said. Continue. That's a big deal.
Exactly right. And in fact, that's interesting when, you know, so in 2011, I was arrested and jailed with no charges whatsoever. Literally, it was called, I was taken out of my home and called a felony fugitive from justice. So a felony fugitive from justice. And now just listen to what I said. I was taken from my home. How can I be a fugitive if I'm in my home, which I owned for since 2004? So I'm a fugitive. I'm running from something in my own home. And a felony charge, which means and I didn't so much as have a parking ticket. So there, I have no charges on which I was taken from my home, held in jail for 5 days between November 18th and November 22nd, 2011. And during that time, I have no opportunity for bail. I never see a lawyer about the charges. I don't know what the charges are.
Who arrested you?
The Ventura Police. the Ventura, I think it was a Ventura sheriff, but the Ventura police. Wow. And it's all detailed in our books, Plague and Plague of Corruption. And so when we wrote those books, Kent Heckenlively is my co-author. And he's a co-author because number one, he's an attorney. And number two, he's a sixth grade science teacher. So he could make, and he's co-authored all of our books, even The Case Against the Mass, which we were going to talk about today. And so it basically he can dumb down, if you will, in a nice way, so the American public can really understand what's happening, because you can't really understand if you talk the level of the science that I talk, because that's my job. My job, and I don't know how to talk sixth grade science. So what Kent told me, I'm learning, by the way. I'm getting better. In fact, I'll tell you, sir. But what Kent told me when he first encouraged me, after I got out of jail, I was only allowed to talk to my lawyers or my family. So I was held under these fraudulent charges because I didn't know. For like 5 years, they were dropped without prejudice almost a year later. And without prejudice means they can come arrest me at any time. And so one of my lawyers said, you better do exactly what they say, which is don't go on blogs, don't use Facebook, don't go on the internet, don't leave. I was literally a prisoner in my home for 5 years, scared to death. And they said, and basically I said, oh, don't be ridiculous. There is, if they find new evidence, they'll arrest you again. That's what dropping a charge without prejudice basically means. They lost.
Or if they make up evidence. If they feel expedient, then they'll arrest you again. Anyway, I had to interject.
Correct. And that's exactly what my lawyer told me. I said, oh, don't be ridiculous. There is no new evidence. And he looked at me cold in the eye and said, there was no evidence the first time, was there? And then
did that mean to you when he said that? I mean, you got to be thinking, this is America. What the hell's going on? I mean, what went through your mind when this was
almost a year. It was September of 2012. And this was almost a year of pure terror, horror. That was when he said that, it was one of the few times I cried. Because you get that, my husband sitting in the room, the first time I was jailed, almost killed him. They fabricated a crime. They fabricated a crime. They and then threatened me that they were going to fabricate another crime. They extorted my husband, into going to find the material they planted in our house during those 5 days when he's running around trying to get a bail hold off. So this is what most people in America don't realize is, our legal system has absolutely nothing to do with justice. At the end of Plague of Corruption, I won't spoil the last chapter, but in May of 2014, literally 5 years after all of this happened, or 4 years after all this happened, in May of 2014, I handed the FBI a hard drive of literally every word. So the way Kent Heckenlively wrote these books, what he did for me as an attorney, I could only talk to my attorney or my family for 5 years. And Kent told me, he said, Judy, the American public won't believe doctors would deliberately harm their patients, or that the government or the HHS, what are we living in right now in COVID-19? And this is the topic of plandemic. It's literally pure fraud perpetrated on us, and they're licensing murder, like putting the infected people with SARS-CoV-2 in nursing homes with the vulnerable, literally infecting the vulnerable, making it up, killing people, as Nurse Aaron showed undercover, literally killing people who weren't infected, changing records to say it's COVID-19 and nothing happened, forcing people to wear masks. I have pleurisy. I have a tag on my shirt that says, I have a lung condition. I can't breathe out of my nose. I never have been able to. I have a deviated septum and pleurisy. That's the way I was born. So that's fluid in my lungs. That's why my voice sounds like this. And I cough a lot. If I were to put on a mask, I would so suppress my immune system in only a few seconds, I would pass out and I would drive the infections that I got in the laboratory. So what you'll see in our two books is at every level of the system, on TV, everything you're told by Big Pharma is a lie. Every one of those commercials. Think of the Gardasil commercial. Oh my God, that's among the worst. Gardasil is one of the most dangerous things. Criminal fraud by Merck. They're you know, and we can't sue these people since 1986. Now, all liability was removed from vaccine manufacturers and Big Pharma. So nobody can do anything when they fall down this rabbit hole like I did. You can't do anything about it. So in 2014, after the book was completely finished and we had all the evidence and we could prove everything, like Kentek and Lively said, literally all the evidence, we handed a terabyte hard drive to the FBI, interviewed with the FBI with a criminal lawyer, with another doctor who knew the truth, and I won't say his name because he's under attack right now. And so this is, you know, literally anybody who gets in their way, you know, ends up like me, their careers ruined or worse, dead. And there's an entire chapter of Plague of Corruption, in which the cover of it looks like this. There's an entire chapter of our New York Times best-selling book, Plague of Corruption.
Look at that.
About the entire book is about a chapter is about doctors who mysteriously ended up dead when they realized the truth. When they either treated based on our paper, because treated autistic kids with antiretroviral therapy will, you know, when you know what cures it, you know what caused it. So, and this goes all the way back to HIV and HIV infected. And this is what I saw, because I worked with HIV patients throughout my whole life, whether in industry. I make drugs. I make immune therapies, which vaccines are immune therapies. So we make those immune therapies. And, you know, I think it was just yesterday that President Trump or somehow said, yes, you use convalescent plasma sera as a treatment. It's actually a vaccine. So, you know, when people recover from COVID-19, they can make neutralizing antibodies. But you take their blood, you take their plasma, and in some cases it's purified and called IVIG, intravenous immunoglobulin. So we've had therapies, actually immune therapies, type 1 interferon, natural vaccines for 4 decades, and we didn't use them in HIV. And let millions of people die. We didn't use them in XMRV and let millions of people get injured since 2011. We aren't using them in COVID and taking away the rights and destroying our country when literally we already have vaccines. We already have therapeutics, natural products that can cure, prevent. That's the idea. If you prevent an infectious disease, an infection from causing disease, the infection is not the disease. So you use interferon, which is your natural defense against these type of infections. You can buy it. And who stops us from doing that? The FDA. Who stops us? You know, and so we're looking at the corruption, and we heard President Trump again talk about the FDA. Don't let the FDA, you know, there and the corruption. So he's walking through the corruption and breaking it apart. And we appreciate that.
We, let me mention a couple of websites, plaguethebook.com, plandemicseries.com. You can, find her work, ladies and gentlemen, very important. Let me ask you about vaccines. I've had very prominent doctors off air. They'll tell, I'll want to ask them about vaccines and like, ooh, I don't want to talk too much about vaccines. I just want to stay away from that. I mean, I'll talk a little bit about it. Why are people so scared of even talking about vaccines? What is it about vaccines that the Big Pharma is so hell-bent on protecting? Or what? I don't know. You tell me. The fear on one side, what are they protecting on the other? Why is this such a – there's such a hush over this in the medical community?
Because vaccines have, for the past at least since the 1930s, killed tens of millions of Americans and worldwide tens of millions of people, as you see in Plandemic Indoctrination Part 2. That's what it's about. PlandemicSeries.com. Plandemic Indoctrination shows about 30 doctors and all talking about this very thing, this corruption. They're killing people, and when you discover it, you lose your life. Nobody wants to end up like me or worse. No, I mean, this has been, this is 10 years of pure hell. I lost every penny I ever made. Literally everything, was running for my life, have been for the longest time. I mean, yes, this is a great time for me because thanks to people like Mickey Willis and Kent Heck and Lively writing this story, telling this story, and even having COVID-19 where we're all at home realizing something's wrong. You can walk outside and realize never in public would a healthy person wear a mask. That drives disease. It doesn't develop natural immunity. It makes the wearer sick. It's not a polite thing. You're getting sick. It's not preventing injury. And that's why Kent and I wrote the third book. And this is the point.
We got about 30 seconds or so before the break, and then we'll get into this more. The Case Against Masks is our new book. And I've read a good bit of it. This is a great book. Simple, to the point. Hey, like you said, maybe your co-writer helped you take it down the sixth grade level. I don't know, but it's like here it is. Here's the facts. What's the big deal? It's like after you read this, it's like, oh my gosh, why are we even arguing about this?
Right.
We're coming on the break. I had a question. I don't know. I'll ask you on the other side. This is a deep subject. You're a hero for what you've done to this point. Judy, I hope you know that to so many people. You've run against the barbed wire. Is there any way on God's green earth that you would take that COVID vaccine when it comes out?
No. Never any.
Turn that down, Todd.
No flu shot, no shot ever again. No way on God's green earth.
Perfect. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Judy Mikovits, PlagueTheBook.com, PlandemicSeries.com. In a new book we'll talk about. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay right there. I don't know where else you'd go. Judy on the other side.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Judy Mikovits. She's written several books, Plague of Corruption, The Case Against Masks, PlagueTheBook.com is her one website, Pandemic the Series, Plandemic the Series, you can check that out. ThePowerMall.com, that's one of ours, that's where the great products are. Phosphatidylcholine, you know about that, the different multivitamins, the heart drops. Thank you for your support, ladies and gentlemen, for your purchases, your donations. Vitamin D, if you're not getting vitamin D from us, good sources, where are you getting it? Because you got to have it. You can't fight infection without vitamin D, ladies and gentlemen. So check that out, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. If you have not realized by now, your health is your responsibility. And the people that we have entrusted to have used your trust to manipulate you and to steal and rob your health and your energy and your money from you. Isn't that obvious by now? Judy Mikovits, right at the heart of this story, her life, her career, is a testimony to the corruption. It's a testimony to her will, the will of the human spirit, I think, and also to the truth. We're very honored to have her on. It's a pleasure. It'd be an honor. I think I'm going to get an autographed book from her. That means a lot to me. When I ask people for an autographed book, I don't ask just anybody because of her. And I'd ask you, Judy, do you feel the love, the appreciation, the honor that people hold you in, the high regard people hold you in, and the respect they have for you basically running against the barbed wire for all of us? Do you feel that? Do you know that? I hope you do.
I absolutely feel the tremendous love and prayer support. And this is one of the things why many people think right now is a horrific time in my life. And really every time until right now, thanks to, you know, Mickey Willis and Kent Heckenlively telling these stories, getting this out in a way that the public can understand. I feel that love. I'm still the scientific community, I haven't been welcomed back by the scientific community, but, you know, and I thought that was the worst thing that could ever happen to me when they would call, you know, me Ms. Mickiewicz. You know, I'm Ms. Noldy. I'm actually married. Doctor is a professional name. And there's no such thing as Ms. Mickiewicz. So this used to be very painful. And again, I'm because of all the love and everything that everybody's done to see this and continue fighting and the prayer support, just people are just, as I'm sitting here, I'm getting hundreds of literally, praying for me each day. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and a group of women, literally pray for me and for my safety every day. And I just, that means more than anything. I thought in 2011 that my 30 years of work was all for nothing, because all I ever wanted to do, and I'll make it so I don't, I was help people. And our work should have saved suffering and millions of lives. And it didn't, because of the plague of corruption. And now each day, you know, literally each time I walk outside and see somebody with a mask on, particularly, you know, an autistic kid or the vaccine injured with asthma, cancer patients, the mask will kill them. And I literally, I try not to say anything, and I just stop and pray for them. And that's why we wrote the books, The Funniest Things. Kent is, so our first book is called Plague, and it tells a very detailed scientific study, literally showing the corruption at a very detailed scientific level. And it had to be detailed and scientific, even though Kent brought it down a little bit, because the powers that be, the big pharma, NIH, Tony Fauci, NIAID, they can't say it didn't happen because we've got their emails. We've got the publications. We can show the publications and show the general public how they're fraud. And so, and then when you look at what they're saying now, debunking, yeah?
Let's go back so the audience is clear. In that book, you talk about the connection and pandemic. You talk about the connection between Fauci and China and the virus. I mean, explain that to our audience. I mean, this isn't just like you talking out your side of your mouth or anything. Explain that.
Yeah, correct. What we do always is we go straight to the scientific publications. It's not my opinion. He published a paper in 2015. And when I say he paid. He runs $6 billion. Yeah, Dr. Fauci, NIAID, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. They published a paper in 2005 saying hydroxychloroquine is fabulous for coronaviruses, for SARS. This is SARS-CoV-2. And yet now he's telling the American public, and as you see from Plandemic, they ran an exercise in November of 2019. Literally with a coronavirus, showed how the media lies to you. Every person in the world needs to see this, and then we can take down this worldwide cabal. So, I mean, again, books don't sell, but movies do, and this one's free.
What, for people listening, and a lot of, hopefully we get new listeners, you're going to get a lot of attention because of your name, I think, for this. What do you want to tell, what is, you want each person to believe in their heart and know that maybe they didn't understand before? I mean, is it truth that the whole thing's BS, that they're lying? Is it what? What is it, that one thing that you want them to be left with?
That the whole thing's not BS. There definitely exists a coronavirus, a SARS-CoV-2 that can kill people. Has it killed the numbers that they said? Absolutely not. It's nobody's shown scientific proof. So the media has spun something totally into destroying the economy and literally murdering millions of people worldwide by the shutdowns, by the lockdowns, by suicide, cancer patients who can't get drugs. So what I want people to know is the media is a big pharma mouthpiece. Turn off the TV, turn off CNN, turn on people like you, the Power Hour. Look at the meat and you'll see it in Plandemic. It's not my opinion. Nothing I've ever said in three books is based on anything other than science and the out of their own mouths.
There's a massive story. I think it's the biggest story in the world today out of RT. And this was the UN food chief, what's his name, Beasley, David Beasley, executive director of the United Nations World Food Program. He warns that because of this shutdown, a quote-unquote famine of biblical proportion looms over humanity. And I just saw this article. I about saw red. Because it's the United Nations who told us we need to shut down, that we don't need hydroxychloroquine, that we need to put masks on, that we need to do all these things. Belittle countries like Netherlands and Sweden who are doing other things. And now they're telling us, oh, you know, 500,000 people died, but by doing this, we're going to kill 10, 12 million people by a famine. The level of hypocrisy, incompetence, criminality is hard to even imagine.
Correct. And that's been my experience of the last decade. The level of criminality is hard to even imagine. But if we don't tell this story in truth and love in a way everybody can understand, then they see it. And this is the brilliance of Mickey Willis in the film Plandemic, you know, part one and part two. Part two is called Indoctrination, just came out last Tuesday. And it shows everyone, wow, they planned the whole thing. And so that really vindicates me. And doctors around the world, not just me, have been saying it for a really long time. You know, they planned it. And it has nothing to do with medicine. And you know, the idea was, you know, to, you know, kill millions of people and take down the economy, take down the Trump presidency and literally destroy our nation. We can't go to church anymore. Nobody that's singing is making you sick. And now I think in New York, Governor Cuomo outlawed dancing. So we can't exercise. We can't go out in the sun and get vitamin D, like you just said. We can't get healthy food. We can only buy toxic GMOs with Roundup and glyphosate. And the FDA blocks penny therapies that cost pennies and that are WHO World Health Organization essential medicines, you know, and not just now, but with autism and with the retroviruses I discussed in the beginning. One of the doctors did a double blind placebo controlled study with another 100-year-old drug called Suramin and gave these kids back their lives, their voices, not all of them, but some of them, valuable treatment.
Say that again. That was for autism. Say that again.
Yeah. Autism. Suramin. A WHO essential medicine. Suramin. And it's a drug that is antiretroviral and anti-inflammatory. And it literally, in a study done in 2015, small but very highly significant, well done, placebo-controlled, double-blind study in autism, and the kids got their lives back. The kids got their voices back. And Bayer and Monsanto took the drug away from everybody. Literally took it off the market, just like we see with hydroxychloroquine, just like we see with alpha interferon. Type 1 interferon was my very first job in 1980, making immune therapy. So my whole life, I watched peptide T not be given to AIDS patients, to HIV infected. You know, the movie, The Dallas Buyers Club, the movie the band played on. So now the movie Plandemic series, series. So your audience is locked down at home. So all they have to do is watch these movies and they'll realize this has been going on for 30 or 40 years. You know, 30 or 40 years.
When you go to Walmart, I don't know if you do, but when I go to Walmart and I see somebody with a mask on, it gives me a guttural, you know, I have a guttural reaction. When you see somebody at Walmart or wherever with a mask, what goes through Judy Mikovits's mind?
Well, the first thing I do is stop and pray for them. Literally that mask doesn't kill them. And I get the same guttural, not anger. Well, it's anger at something.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
But that feeling is powerfully immune suppressive. Bad, bad, bad for you.
Yes.
For me.
It is bad.
So these masks are hurting all of us because we don't see people smile. We're told not. And same with distancing. Remember in HIV/AIDS, nobody wanted to hug them. That will kill people. Think about orphanages and in Russia, things like that we've seen on TV where these babies are born and nobody touches them. That will kill them. That leads to devastating psychological damage. And I just want to say, you know, I saw two kids the other day, older adults with autism. Kids with autism cannot wear a mask. They're already under oxidative stress. Their brain inflammation is the reason for their disease. Now, they can have seizures. They can literally die from wearing a mask even a few seconds a day. So I'm horrified.
My mother-in-law, she was at church. She had a meeting at church. Everybody else was wearing a mask at this. I don't know how many, 5 or 10 people were there. She's 78 years old. She's had some health problems.
Right.
She puts on her mask. She almost strokes out. She almost passes out. She almost blacks out. She can't get to, because she can't drive. She has to be taken home. I'm just like, are you kidding me? Can you see this picture right there on the?
Yes. I saw that yesterday as well.
That was in
That's
the news today.
Horrific.
That I. This isn't this isn't China, by the way. This is Provo, Utah.
Right.
This isn't China. When I threw it up in the air. I mean, that's how I feel about this. What psychological damage are we doing to children? And I mean, what in the hell is going on, Judy? I mean, this, we have to come to the realization. We have to swallow hard here. This is a operation against the people, humanity of the world. Is it not? Or am I a lunatic here?
No, this is absolutely all humanity. If we don't stop this now, and this is, if we don't stop this now, we're done as humanity. But everything about this
What's the end game? What's the end game?
To take control of every aspect of our life. In COVID-19, it's to force vaccines on everyone. Right now, just this morning, somebody said, can you find me a doctor? Because a 19-year-old boy can't go to UCLA and the classes are online without getting vaccines. I mean, in the full complement of vaccines, which is 72 schedule, the schedule that's never been tested, not safe. The end game is to kill us and control us. Once you're injected with those things, they've got you because then they have the answer and you're a customer of Big Pharma for life.
You've been farmed.
David, honey.
You've been farmed by Big Pharma. Let me ask you, we've had other doctors on. I want to get your opinion for our audience. The COVID itself, we've been told that it's man-made. It's merged with HIV at some level, maybe smallpox. What do you know about the virus? Is it man-made, yes or no, and what is it made of?
It absolutely, at some level, has to be manufactured.
Why do you say that?
Because they grew it in a cell line in a laboratory. So anytime you mix animal tissues, the manufacturing plant, if you will, how you manufacture the virus, how they grew it up and worked with it for 20 years was in a continuously growing. That's a cancer cell from a monkey. So it's a monkey cell line, and that's where the HIV can come from because monkeys have simian immune deficiency virus called SIV, and it doesn't hurt the monkey, but in the humans, it hurts the humans.
So you're telling us that it didn't come from a bat in a market there in China by Kuka because somebody ate a bad batch of bat or something. It didn't come. It was engineered. This was engineered, 100% engineered.
I don't use the term engineered because that implies you cut and paste and you knew exactly what you were doing. But when you take, when you mix the bat tissue with this cell line and grow out viruses, you can get dozens of viruses. We are told it's only that one coronavirus that has infected people, but the data, the clinical data don't support that. The clinical data show HIV AIDS-like development and XMRV-like development. And that monkey kidney cell line that came from Fort Detrick was absolutely mixed with other bat tissues and contaminated with XMRVs since the 90s, and I can say that with absolute certainty because I did that work in the 90s and have a publication to prove it. And this is why the government just character assassinates me, because Tony Fauci, you know, say something, Tony Fauci. Let's just, I'll throw it down right now. Let's debate the data. Deny one piece of data in the three books. And some of it quotes Tony Fauci, as you know, because you've read the case against the mask. And as the public knows, he keeps flip-flopping. So the hydroxychloroquine, you know, he published a paper. And you have to say he, even though his name's not on it, because NIAID funded it. NIAID funded
it. And he's the head of the NAID. He's the head of it.
He's the boss. So that's what people say, you worked for him. No, I didn't. But he funded to the tune of $10 million my work to isolate and characterize the XMRVs and associate it with disease. That's my job. That's why I wrote the grants. That's why he funded them. But when the discoveries showed the inconvenient truth of vaccines causing it, that's why no scientists want to touch it. Bobby Kennedy Jr. Wrote the foreword, brilliant foreword for our book. And I had no idea about most of it. And he goes through decades of how the government destroys the careers or lives, kills, and scientists who discover these inconvenient truths. I think of Rachel Carson in Silent Spring trying to warn about DDT. And you'll see this in the movie Plandemic 2, Indoctrination. It's amazing when you see how long this goes back in our lives. It's pervasive such that we've now been through two or three generations where nobody remembers when we developed our own healthy immune system and didn't inject toxins. And literally we're injecting cow blood, pig blood, monkey tissue, mouse
aborted
tissue,
fetal cyst, aborted tissue,
aborted fetal tissue, proteins, DNA, the damage that are caused by these things. This is why it's trillions of dollars in 40 years. How much is 6% of America? That's 30 million Americans. Right? Close.
Yeah, 18 million. 6% of 300 million would be 18 million. So
million Americans. And that was 2011. That was right when my studies were stopped. And since then, they've ramped up the injection. It's what I'm now calling infection by injection. So they silenced me. They shut me down. They buried all the data. They censored it until recently, for decades. Until right now, and this is the detonate switch. Who's going to die in COVID-19? That 18 million Americans. And what are they going to die of? Are they going to die of the vaccine injuries, the XMRVs, the HIVs? Are they going to die of those? No, they're going to be called COVID in a coronavirus, and it never was.
Okay, well, okay. All right, what you just said, let me go over this again. Correct me where I'm wrong. we've basically been seeded. We've been farmed for all these years by Big Pharma, primarily through the vaccine industry, where our immune system has been suppressed and the pathway has been created. So when this COVID comes and it comes around and it mutates whatever this fall or next year, that it's going to wipe out all the devastation that's already pre-planned for us, basically, is what you just said.
Right. And COVID, this, and how it's going to get there is the flu vaccine and the masks. If everyone listening and everyone in the world takes off the masks and never gets another vaccine, we won't see another resurgence. And if you use good, healthy, you know, hydroxychloroquine, type 1 interferons, vitamin D, you said it, vitamin Z, zinc, go outside, get healthy minerals, eat non-GMO food, we'll have a health in this country, in our world. We'll realize more health, healthier society, mental illness, everything than we ever have before. But the first thing that they're going to do is they're going to, you know, oh, we have to have a COVID vaccine. No, the flu vaccine drove the first epidemic. Absolutely. The data show it. Publications, nothing I'm saying is my opinion. And this is why we keep putting it in the papers. And this is what Mickey does. Nothing Mickey Willis did in that movie, Plandemic 1 or 2, was anybody's opinion. It was research. It was documented. It was documented by at least 3 or 4 people showing what I said was right. Maybe I didn't say it in exactly the words they'd say it in, but the data supported my interpretation, and none of the data support one word the government's telling us. Masks are dangerous. They're not polite, folks. It's dangerous. Take them off or you will get sick. And the problem is, who's going to die first? An autistic kid with a mask. That's criminal. You infected by injection. These kids, you damage these kids with these aborted fetal tissues, with these monkey blood, cow blood, pig blood. Every flu vaccine has bird retroviruses, bird coronaviruses. Please don't take another shot. Look.
We're about out of time. You seem like a religious person. I just want to tell you, I proclaim peace on you. I proclaim protection. Turn that down, Todd. I proclaim protection. Turn that down. There you go. I proclaim peace and protection on you because you are for the truth and God is truth and God will be on your side. And that all those who come against you, that they will flee 7 ways from you and that God will be upon you and protection and peace and truth and love is upon you in the name of Jesus. I pronounce it. God bless you, Judy. I barely know you, but I love you. Thank you. And we'll be in touch. I'm going to text you. I'm going to text you back and forth. I'll send you my book and you send me yours. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Stay right there, Judy. Thank you so much for listening today. Great week, the rest of the show. Daniel Estlin later in the week. Have a great afternoon. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. That's where we want you. God bless.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.